So interestingly, Geeta's just got a notice, and we were just talking about notices that activists are getting from the administration, and she's just got it during the course of the interview. So, so do you think all activists are being targeted like
this? I know this for a fact that all the activists, and especially who are known people in the campus, a guard should know your name.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
They don't need anything else, and a guard should just know, except the ABVP guys. I just want to mention that except the ABVP people, everyone else in the campus
is getting notices.
Yeah, notices. And not just them, I think individual students.
Yeah.
For example, if a chairperson is complaining, so Spanish once, the guy who became the chairperson of French also.
Yeah.
So he can name his own center people very well.
Yeah.
So even the individual students who are just there because, you know, they thought this is wrong, the way you behave is wrong. So they also get notices.
Okay.
Yeah. So it has actually crossed the lines of being an activist.
By ABVP, you mean the right-wing Hindu
right-wing
student organization. Okay. So just finishing up, not that the movement is over, but now certain modes of protests have been called off. In hindsight, would you say that, were there any mistakes that were made? Was there anything that you would do differently? You can say no also.
No, I can say no, but I don't want to. I am not saying everything went correctly, and I am not saying I have not done anything wrong.
Yeah.
I think the one thing which I did wrong was the one thing where Jainuta came to our human chain, and when I announced it, everybody was so excited about human chain that nobody listened to me. So one thing was there, I always felt that, you know, that miscommunication should not have happened.
I think that's very clear. Just explain how, sequentially what happened.
So what happened, we gave a call for human chain, and we gave a call for ad protest at Adblock the next day.
Yeah.
And one day we gave a call for human chain.
Mm-hmm.
Jainuta also joined our call for human chain. Teachers Association. And so they made a request there, and they said ki, you know, we have not yet sat down and decided whether we want to go to Adblock or not because of the court case. Because the court has said that you can't protest at Adblock. So we said it's fine anyways, we are going to the Adblock tomorrow, and so what we can do is we can have the human chain in the hostel area. So that was our plan, and it was decided
hostel, school area
in the hostel it area. Was in the evening, no?
Okay,
so
yeah.
From Gangadhaba to we said thought ki we'll have it till Chandrabhaga or something. So it was decided a little late because Jainuta replied to our message a little late, and then they kept their concern and all of that. I announced it at the Ganga Dhaba when the human chain was supposed to start, but everybody was so excited. They're like, "Nahi, yahan mat bolo, chalo." And I was like, "Okay." And then we started moving, and then I also tried to convey to these students there individually that, you know, why I'm saying that we should not go. We already went to Adblock once before, and it's not even a big deal. So I think that miscommunication actually harmed the movement at that point of time. It all came back to us, but at that point of time, of course, there were people who got angry, there were people who got disappointed. I think that could have been avoided.
You spoke about it a little bit, but do you see any similar movements happening in other campuses right now because of...
I think Punjab University was one of the examples, and Allahabad University, the university, actually they marched, like 2,000 people marched in that university against the fee hike that is there, and this across the country, they had a huge movement, and the whole, I think the whole protests started from FDI.
Yeah.
So all of these institutions which have, I think, they are, they were not there in minds of people for protests and stuff, they also came out, I think. And HCU is always there. I think they're known for their protests and everything. But Rohit Vemula movement was one huge, huge movement for the country and for institutions, educational institutions in the country.
Okay. Do you think the current government has anything to do with what is happening?
They have everything to do with it. Like, they have everything. I think we owe our huge bulk movements to this government, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't guess, I'm sure. Because I think the way this government has been working and the way they have been appointing their vice chancellors everywhere.
Yeah.
And these uneducated fools, I think they all have PhDs, but they are still uneducated.
Mm.
And, you know, all of these people actually run the universities as of they are sitting on some military post, okay? They are some kind of governor or some kind of general there. So that's how they run. And educational institutions are not run like that.
Yeah.
Even in JNU, I think the people who were there in the formative years of JNU, they came and they spoke and they're like, you know, it should be ethically and morally run, educational institution. But now these people are destroying all the little bit education, higher education we have had in our country. And that's why I think these movements became huge, because the attack was so much that, you know, there is no breathing space. Mm-hmm. And right now, even whatever university you go to, not all of them always say this one thing, ki, you know, we're also waiting for 2019. Let's try to form solidarities for 2019.
So that
2019, we'll have elections. And
okay.
I hope that we throw out these people from the state power. So everybody in all the institutions I've been to, and they all have this one thing in their mind. And people who are there as supporters, not just students. The point is not just students. The staff in the universities, the karmcharis in the universities, the teachers in the university, all of them, whether they were supporters, whether they were, you know, in opposition of ABVP or BJP, they are the ones as well who are actually saying, ki yaar, ye log kaise kaam kar raha, you know, this is not how education system should run.
Yeah. Just speaking about this movement or these three movements that happened almost parallelly, what has changed for you at a personal level? Because you have been an activist before this also, before you became president or not. Do you think it changed anything?
I think I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
That is there. And also...
learned in terms of what? In terms of organization? Or in terms of...
In terms of organizing also.
Yeah.
And also about, you know, how administration works, I guess, and how the government works, and how foolish we behave sometimes when we think that, you know, everybody would be on the same base of moral and ethical grounds, where, you know, you can actually have a discussion and solve all things. That also was a myth in my mind, where I thought, you know, acha, they won't cross this line. Atul Jhawar wala case broke that myth also, ki, it doesn't happen when somebody's trying to protect someone of their own. They cross every boundary, whether it's a sexual harassment case or anything else.
Yeah.
That is one thing. And personally, other than that, I don't think so. I had a personal life during this phase.
Okay.
Yeah.
So learning to deal with that, not having a personal life.
Yeah. But I was okay with it earlier also, because I was an activist. But I love doing what I do, so that never came there. But I've learned patience was one thing which I learned.
So you said you were in your second year of MPhil. What are you planning to do after that?
I hope they'll let me continue with my PhD.
Okay.
The kinds of inquiries I have on me, attempt of murder and stuff cases I have on me. So I'm hoping that they let me continue with my PhD, but of course I will remain an activist with ICE.
Okay.
Till I'm here in the campus, and maybe I'll try to join any other form of politics once I'm over here.
Okay. Alright. So activism will continue for you.
Yeah, I would love to. I love doing this.
Who's put the attempt to murder case?
Kadam, our dean of students.
Okay.
And I was not there. Let me tell you that. Like, I was outside coming and telling students the way the mess fees and all of these hiked. So I came out and I told them, I was talking to the students that, you know, this is not happening. This guy is not listening to us at all. And the other hostel presidents and all of them were inside. And then few students also went, what's going on? When I was coming out, they were just going inside. and they blocked Vice President Simon Zoya Khan inside.
Mm.
So then these students was like, what are you doing and all of that, and they wanted her out.
Mm.
And then this guy went on and he filed a case against us saying that basically the officers and some other activists who we remembered maybe from there, he said they were basically trying to kill me. And people can see in the video, this guy is still standing there and he's so shameless that there somebody actually from the back said ki itta chaplusi kya karke kya karoge sir, nahi VC ban paoge, itta chaplusi mat kijiye, students ka baat suniye. And then he's like, kaise nahi ban payenge, itna log to chaplusi karke bana. He actually said that. People who were present there, they all told me that he actually said that. So he is that kind of a person. So he filed a case of attempt to murder.
So this is a police case?
Yeah, it's a police case.
And
it's
going on. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Gita, for talking to me.